Great day, good people. Pray you all are doing well. This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is your girl, CL Suggs, with Mental and Love Notes 101. So wherever you may be around the globe, I pray blessings and I speak blessings to you all. As we should all know, this is Heart Health Month. Not just Valentine's Day, but it is Heart Health Month. Let me ask you a question. How are we taking care of our hearts? How are we taking care of our bodies? How are we taking care of our soul? A lot of times we say we know how to adult, but do we? Do we understand how to take care of our mind, our body, and our soul? A humanistic psychology by the name of Fritz Perls developed the Gestalt therapy. What is Gestalt? It is a form of psychotherapy that emphasizes personal responsibility and focuses on the individual experience in the present moment and environmental and society context of a person's life and the self-regulating adjustments people make as a result of their own situation. Something can be enhanced when we learn to take the responsibility of our own actions. Some things can be enhanced, such as self-awareness, personal responsibility. Because we got a whole generation that don't want to take responsibility. That's a whole nother segment for another time. We can enhance our personal growth and freedom. An understanding of current feeling and challenges. Are we a thinker or are we a feeler? Can we understand our current feeling and challenges and how we can maneuver the right way, God's way? Because a lot of times we move in flesh and wonder why we got mess. But when we do it in God's way, what would the results be? What were the results? How will the results be resolved? How will the situation be resolved? When we're doing it God's way, we have seen enough of fleshly results. I'm talking about kingdom results now. Overall, it deals with the mind, body, and soul. The psychotherapy terms, Gestalt theory, it basically deals with the mind, body, and soul. We find ourselves in a lot of situations due to not hearing and being in the moment with God. We can't do anything regarding past mistakes. We can't do anything regarding past issues. They're gone. Sometimes we got to learn to let go. Yet we can move forward with a renewed mind and do greater than before. That's what Romans began to tell us. Renew your mind. Don't be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. Are we renewing our mind as we ought to? Are we renewing to the things that God wants us to do? Are we renewing from the places that we once went? Are we renewing from the mistakes and the mishaps? Are we renewing our mind? Are we staying settled in that moment? Settled in that past situation. Settled in that past hurt. Settled in that past rejection. Settled. Are we staying settled? It's something that God is trying to pull us out of. Yet we can move forward with a renewed mind and do greater than we did before. But we have to renew our mind. Let's consider this, what James said in 4:7. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The problem is the enemy isn't fleeing from some of us because we have not implemented the first part of that verse. We'll say quickly, resist the devil, he will flee. But no, the first part of that says, what is the first part? They want the enemy to flee, yet they are not refusing to submit. We have to obey all the scriptures, not just our favorite part. The hardest pill, or the hardest advice that anybody can receive of all, is for a man reliant on himself. Most people think, I got it. I'm good. I don't need for you. I even heard one adult lady tell me she don't go to a church anymore for the simple reason because I don't need grown folks telling me what to do. But yet still, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Some people say they know how to adult, but they didn't know how to adult the correct way. So they don't want to submit to anybody. And if you don't want to submit to the earthly figures, surely you're not submitting to the kingdom figures. Submission to any. People just won't do it. They'd rather be relying on themselves than really to submit to anybody. More especially to the unknown. Because I don't know, and I'm always trying to be an analytical thinker. Some people who always try to be an analytical thinker want to try to figure out, God, how are you going to try to figure out somebody that already created you? Please tell me. But as a correlation to this, the Apostle Paul shows where pride may become a stimulant for good. And contest with the evil one. Because the enemy knows when you're not being fully aware to God. The enemy knows when you're not being obedient to God. The enemy knows when you're not in submission to God. The enemy knows when you're not doing according to the will of God. So he comes in. And when he comes in like a flood, are you allowing Jesus the banner to be the lifting mechanism to keep him out? Or you trying to fight them on your own? Even in Matthew chapter 23, somewhere around the 35th verse, it said, "But I left your house desolate." It's a sad day when God begins to remove himself from your house because you refuse to do what he told you to do. It's a sad day when God removed himself from your house because you refuse to take heed to what he tell you to take heed to. He said, I left you a comforter. I left you the Holy Spirit. But what are you doing? Are you taking heed to what he's telling you? Or are you doing your things on your own? So if that's the case, I'm going to leave your house empty and let you tend to your own house. And I promise you, it's going to be in a disarray. It's going to be desolate. It's going to be deserted. Because the Father is no longer there. He said, I will turn you over to a reprobated mind when you don't want to do what the Father tells you to do. You get in that high moment for just a while. I get in that high moment. I go to a service and I feel good. I get in that high moment, but it's time out for feelings. It's time out to do the will of God. Apply what you have learned. Sometimes we get caught up in feelings that we're not applying. What does resistant mean? Resistant simply means withstanding the action of effect of or refraining from doing or having something tempting or unwise. That's in the enemy all day long. He's unwise and he's always tempting. But now let us look at the word submit. Submit just simply means to accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person, subject to a particular process, subject to a particular treatment, subject to a particular condition. We are conditioned to operate in the kingdom of God, what God had already told us to operate in. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. We can see by these two distinctive words in one scripture, in James 4:7, where many are falling short behind their own actions. God, with his wise self, give us choices to help us change. So many times people say, well, I want to change. I want to be better than I was. But God give us choices to help us in the process of change. Many want to change but refuse to accept the proper choices to make the change. We have to do it God's way, or our way, not our way, and our way will lead to death if we keep doing it our way. It will cost you your life if you reject Jesus. Let me say that again. It will cost you your life if you reject Jesus. So I implore you to heed to what the scriptures have given us to obey. What is God telling you to obey? A lot of times people say, well, that was just for the Old Testament. Let me tell you something. God said, no, you cannot eat for the bread alone. Man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So in the midst of it, he said, I will allow your children. He even told David, he said, I will allow your children and your children's children to walk in that same blessing, that same inheritance, but you got to do it my way. You got to take heed my way. You got to walk in my statutes. You got to walk in my commandments. You got to walk into the integrity that I call you for. He said, okay, if you want me to continue to bless you, you got to do it my way. You can't keep going behind idol gods. You can't keep going behind these things and be thinking that I'm not there to check you. God's going to check you, especially if you his. He said, I chastise those that I love. The question is, whose are you? The question that remains, who are you? Because even in that same scripture that we were just talking about, Matthew 23, in the beginning, Jesus was talking here in this scripture, throughout the whole chapter, he was speaking. And he began to ask these wicked husbandmen, and he began to ask these folks who were doing so much wicked, the Pharisees and the scribes who were doing all this stuff. He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Hypocrites just mean pretenders. For you compass the sea and the land to make one a proselyte. You want to make somebody like you. And when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourself. Almost like the sons of Belial. You're doing evilness, wickedness, and continue to repeat the same foolery because you don't want to repent. They keep repenting, keep repeating what they refuse to repent from. And God said, I will turn you over to yourself. I will turn you over to your own evil actions. I will turn you over to the evilness that you're doing in your heart. I will turn you over to yourself. Every part of it. Judas didn't have to die, but Judas' heart was corrupted. And Jesus knew that he had to be the one to help him get to the cross, because it was already in your heart. Whatever's in that heart, that mouth was going to speak. Whatever's in that heart, you're going to do it. Whatever you have in your heart, you will do. So if anything that we need to ask the Father, and even in this love month, is simply God, in this heart health month, is simply, God, check my heart. Not just in the natural, not just in the, but in the spirit, God, check my heart. I want to make sure that my hands is pure. I want to make sure my heart is pure. I want to make sure that I'm doing things your way and not my way. God, check my heart. Check my heart, God. Are the rhythms on point? What is the EKG saying, God? What are the beats saying, God? Yeah, I know they did you wrong. I know they said it wrong to you. I know you want to cut them off. But no, God, check my heart. How do I need to handle this situation? How do I need to go forth in this situation? Because God is speaking, it's up to you to listen. When God give you the instructions to move, and when God give you the instructions to do, you have to do it. You have to do it. Don't get caught up with offense and ox in your heart. Because the enemy, that's his way of distracting you. That's his way of making you miss the kingdom of God, because now you got an ox in your heart. You got an offense against your brother or your sister. No, God, check my heart. God, check my heart. Whatever's in my heart that's not pleasing to you, purge it even now. Whatever's in my heart, God, that's not according to your will or your way, God, prune it even now. God, whatever's in me that you did not create to be in me, God, even as David began, God created me a clean heart and renewed the right spirit in me. God, cut whatever need to be cut it even now. The pruning doesn't feel good. The purging doesn't feel good. The purifying doesn't feel good, but it's going to work for your good. What's in your heart? God, check my heart. Because I want to make sure it's beating
according to the kingdom. I don't want my heart to beat according to the trends of this world. I don't want my heart to beat behind this fad and that. No, God, check my heart. People will do stuff to you to make you want to come, make you want to do something to them. But you got to say, God, check my heart. God said, no good thing dwelleth in the flesh. He said, and it wasn't just about sexual acts, but he said, no good thing dwelleth in the flesh. Nothing dwell in this flesh that is of any good. Even to the results of our mind to want to do something to somebody to hurt them. Is that, check my heart. God, check my heart. Because I want to make sure that my heart is pleasing to you. And if it's not pleasing to you, Father, I ask now that you allow Holy Spirit to reveal what's not like you so I can get it right and won't repeat the same foolery, but repent from it and turn. Then don't keep walking in the same arrow making excuses, but check me, God. So many times we want to point the finger to everybody else, but God, check me. Check my heart. Check my heart, Father. Abba, give me a heart check. Put me on the machine of the kingdom. That whatever's not beating right in my heart, God, begin to let me know and begin to reveal it unto me so I can get it right. It's getting too late in the evening. Check my heart, Father. Because when God check your heart, I promise you, he's the best cardiology there had ever been. And he's not going to put you on any medication. If he do put you on the medication, it's going to be in his word. What word do I need to get out of you or give to you that you take on a daily regimen? Have a daily routine to check my heart. God has given his word from Genesis to Revelation. Any kind of medicine that we need in regards to this heart, God said it's already written. The prescription has already been written. Which one are you falling to? Which one are you beholding? Which one have you need to become? In this season, don't be like the blind Pharisees who refused to check their heart. Matthew 23 and 26 said, thou blind Pharisees, you clean first that which is within the cup and platter, that stuff on the outside, that outside of them may be clean also. He said, you doing all this stuff, but you're not checking your heart. You falling a prey to your forefathers and doing the evilness that your forefathers done, and you're not doing according to the will of God. You trying to kill, God even said, you're trying to kill my prophets. You're trying to kill my wise men. You're trying to kill the scribes. You're trying to kill those that I sent to help you. And he said, that righteous blood will be on your hand. Check your heart. Check your motives. Check your agenda. Because if your vision is not plain, if your vision plan is not plain, you need to ask God to check my heart all over again. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. So if anything that you can do, I suggest that you seek the Father to check your heart. Check your heart. He see far greater than any cardiologist. He see far greater than anybody that can even know anything regarding the heart and the heart muscles. He know it because he created it. So if he know what something is off, he knows when something is off. He knows when it's not right. But ask the Father to check your heart. All right, good people, this is your girl, Prophet CL Suggs. I pray many blessings be upon you. And as you ask God to check your heart, ask God to also put the word in your heart that you need to operate and you need to apply. And I promise you, the choices that you make will be the changes that it will take. All right, good people, this is your girl, CL Suggs. Much love.